let's talk about the next issue in keeping consultation times down, giving answers and referrals. If a patient's asking a question and you give them an answer, it should be the same answer every time and it shouldn't change. Don't elucidate, don't add more information. Just give a simple answer like, put this on, do this, and don't change that. If somebody wants you to do something you don't want to do, don't say no, say yes, but. For example, a patient came to see me and they needed just a clearance to go back to work, and it was a fairly simple issue, could you just do that certificate for me quickly? Looking at the file, they had a stroke or an encephalitic event in the last week or two. They weren't who they used to be, their memory's fuzzy, their speech is fuzzy, they're not walking quite right. So it becomes obvious that you can't actually do what they're asking you to do. So what you do is say, you're happy to do that, but we need these bits of information first. I need the report from the physio, I need the report from the optometrist, I need some notes from the doctor from the hospital, I need some notes from your family telling me you can do these things. Well, you need to have at least spent enough time with the patient that you can say these things yourself. So don't say no, say yes, but I need these things. That means people now have an obligation to provide those things for you, and if they don't provide them, then you can't move on. If there's answers needed, keep it simple and always keep it definite. Don't get drawn into a dialogue, a discussion, or an argument. There's only one answer to one question, keep it simple, and that's it. For example, today we're just going to test for the common things. What are those? Well, you just cause yourself a problem. We're going to do these tests today. Remember, you're not talking to doctors. Doctors function and interact at a much higher level with you than other patients. Make it simple steps only. No one gets confused. Everyone knows where, what needs to be known, and what they need to do. Now, another question, or another issue, don't be a smart ass. I once mentioned to a patient, oh yeah, the teeter's only 80, it's nothing to worry about. And I faced the question, what's a teeter? Now, the issue there was I probably should never have mentioned that the teeter was up or down or anything. I should have said the test is okay, the test is normal. As soon as you become a smart ass and mention these complicated things, you invite questions, which is actually fairly irrelevant to the whole issue of the day, which is, what are we talking about, what's going wrong, what do we need to do about it? General things about referrals. A referral generally ends your responsibility for the patient. That'd be one really good way for ending the management of a problem. One friend of mine, if a patient comes in, asks them, do you feel suicidal? As soon as they say yes, he just sends them straight to the hospital. His issue is that no matter how much time you spend for them, no matter how many mental care plans you do, no matter if they see a psychologist on the same day, if you start medication and comprehensively assess them, comprehensively counsel them, if something goes wrong, and they said they were suicidal, you've done the wrong thing. So what you do, as soon as they say they're suicidal, is don't waste the time. Send them straight to the hospital. Now, what then happens, of course, the hospital sends them back. The hospital is being sent as for excellence. You no longer now face responsibility for doing the things that the patient you know need to be done, because the hospital said, no, they're not, yes, you've said they're suicidal, we don't think it's important, you can look after them. Once you have that permission to look after them, you can do what you think is necessary, but you can only do that after somebody else has taken on the responsibility for, no, that patient's not suicidal, no, that patient isn't a problem. If you tell them that, if a patient tells you they don't want to go to hospital and subsequently they end up there, you're responsible for their mismanagement up until the time they attend hospital. So if they say, I don't want to go to hospital, you say to them, look, you need to go to hospital, the situation is serious, here's the referral. If they throw away the referral, that's their issue. But if you haven't given them the referral, you've done the wrong thing. So don't let people talk you out of doing what needs to be done. And doing what needs to be done is often the quickest, easiest way of ending an issue. This is complicated. This is going to take time to sort out. Here's a referral. Go to hospital. If they come back and see you, that means the hospital's either managed the issue or basically said they're not willing to deal with it, at which point you now have permission to do what you need to do in the time frame you need to do it. Whereas otherwise, no matter how much you do, it's never good enough and it's never enough.